Make yourself comfortable. Place your feet flat on the bed. And rest your hands on your thighs. Rest your hands down by your side. And gently allow your eyelids to close. And just begin to allow yourself to relax. Letting all your cares and worries go. And at this moment in time. Nothing matters. As you switch off your thoughts. And just allow this time for yourself, so that you can unwind completely. And as you begin to feel more and more relaxed, letting go of any worries or problems that may have been on your mind lately. And there is no need to fight any unwanted negative thoughts, as they will soon drift out of your mind again, just as easily as they came. I would like you to take a couple of deep breaths, slowly filling your lungs with fresh air. And as you exhale, you will relax more and more, with every out breath. And as you gently slow your breathing down, you begin to feel more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. You will feel your whole body sinking into the bed, and you will notice how relaxed your whole body has become, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Your eyelids have become very heavy, and may even twitch at this moment, as you let go of any tension in your body, and all the muscles in your jaw have become limp and relaxed, as your jaw sinks down, and your tongue rests gently on the bottom of your mouth, and you are beginning to drift down deeper and deeper, feeling more and more relaxed with every word I speak. And as this wave of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders, and all the way down your arms to your fingertips, you may feel a tingling sensation in your fingertips, as your arms grow as heavy as leaves, and you soon become aware of a peaceful feeling inside, a feeling of calmness and contentment. As you feel every muscle in your chest and abdomen become limp and relaxed, and all the muscles in your back are relaxing, almost like a mental massage. And all the way down your spine, the muscles loosen and relax, and as you drift down deeper and deeper relaxed, you let this wave of relaxation spread all the way down your legs, so that your legs become as heavy as leaves, and every muscle in your legs becomes limp and relaxed, so that you are completely relaxed from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And as the outside world fades more into the background, as you begin your journey into your own inner world, to that unique and special part of you, that only you can go to. You continue to let go of any negative thoughts or feelings, and any sounds around you or in the distance will fade into the background. The only sound that will matter to you will be the sound of my voice, which will continue to take you deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. And you may soon find that your mind begins to wander, and it doesn't matter where you drift, where you go, my voice will travel with you at all times, so that you will continue to respond to me on an unconscious level. And in a few moments time, you will hear me say the word lipstick, mascara, makeup, and nail polish. And when you hear me say the word lipstick, mascara, makeup, and nail polish, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down, becoming more and more limp, more and more relaxed. and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed, your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace and calm and contented as you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. As you continue to go deeper and deeper relaxed, deeper and deeper relaxed. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. Because during this state of special relaxation, your subconscious mind can come to the fore, so that can accept ideas and concepts that are beneficial to you. It accepts and acts upon these ideas, helping you. Guiding you towards your hopes and desires, helping you to achieve your aims and goals, and the influence of these suggestions will have a steadying increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you act, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now breathing odorless anesthesia. Every time you breath in, your body gets very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now and inhale this anesthesia. You can now feel all your body starting to get limp and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all numb and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is getting difficult to think, and that all you can do is have deep breaths and relax. It is getting very hard to think now. And your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets cloudier and cloudier. It seems like your mind is very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and calm. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath, not needing to think at all. Just listen to me. This time you are two times more relaxed. And each time you breathe, your relaxation will double. I am going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be completely deep and relaxed. 10. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number, you get deeper and deeper. 8. Relaxing totally. Mind and body completely numb. 7. Listening to me. Relaxing more and more. 6. 5. Giving up control completely. More and more. 4. Listening to my voice relaxes you more. And more. 3. Just listening to my voice. And relaxing. 2. Almost completely entranced. 1. You are now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your that it will have a very deep and lasting impression, and will become a part of your inner reality consequently. These suggestions that I place into the unconscious part of your mind will begin to exercise a greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, and over the way you behave. And because these suggestions will stay firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind, they will continue to exercise the same great influence in the weeks, months, and years to come. They will become more and more a part of your inner realities as you continue to take positive steps into the future. You are now so very deeply relaxed that everything that I tell you is going to happen will happen for your own good, exactly as I tell you, and every feeling that I tell you you will experience exactly as I tell you. And these things will continue to happen to you every day, and you will continue to experience these same feelings every day, more and more powerfully. When you're at home, or at work, or wherever you are, during this deep sleep, you are going to feel healthier and fitter in every way. You will feel more alert and experience a wonderful feeling of well-being, both mentally and physically. And from now on, you will have more energy, more enthusiasm, and feel more optimistic. As you continue to develop a more positive outlook on every day, you will become so deeply interested and enthusiastic in whatever you are doing, or whatever is going on around you, that you focus outwardly. You no longer think about yourself so much and allow any problems to hold you back. From now on, you will see any problem that arises as any difficulties you encounter as a test for you to overcome. Altogether, you will approach things with a much more positive attitude in every way. Every day your nerves will become stronger and steady, your mind calmer and clearer. You will feel more in control of your feelings, and you will feel more composed, more centered, more at peace with yourself. And you will begin to develop an inner strength and calm and a self-belief that you can achieve anything you want to when you focus your mind. And you will be able to think more clearly, concentrate more easily. You will be able to give your whole undivided attention to whatever you are doing, to the complete exclusion of everything else. You are calm and relaxed and ready to accept my suggestions. You know my suggestions are simply your own desires. The only thing keeping you from your desires is fear. I am making these suggestions simply to relieve your fears. Some fears are for your own good. We all fear touching a hot stove for a good reason. I will not do anything to the fears that preserve your health. Other fears are just internal. We fear social rejection. This fear isn't really needed. Your friends are your friends, and they won't reject you for living your desires. If someone does reject you, then you've discovered they really weren't your friend at all. Your fear of exposing your girly side is just this kind of fear. Your real friends will support you in any transition. Any person who criticizes or rejects your girly side was never really your friend, and you will be happier without them in the end. So imagine your social fear as a ball of blue light, and your it pulsates and comes. It blocks all the pathways to your girly self. You know your girly self exists. You've been here since you can remember in the deep recesses of your mind. There was something feminine that you obsessed about when you were an adolescent. I am not sure what it was. Maybe it was the idea of wearing a bra or a skirt. Maybe it was menstruation and feminine hygiene products. Maybe it was makeup. It could have been any one or all of these or something else altogether. Whatever it was, every time something reminded you of your feminine desire, you felt a stirring down your spine. It could start with a TV commercial for a feminine product, or even just an image of a beautiful woman. It was a desire to be feminine, and it was real and profound, and it still is today. That's right, you had a desire to experience feminine life. When you were young, it focused on objects, and every time you were reminded of those objects, you felt the desire. Perhaps you even played with your desire. Maybe you tried on your sister's or mother's bra, or stole a maxi pad and put it on your underwear. Maybe you tried on your mom's lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish when you were alone in the house. You always kept these things a secret. Those secrets helped build the blue ball of social ill app locks your mind to this day. After all, no one is hurt if you want to wear lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. And you know you do. If no one is hurt by it, the fear is purely social. It protects you from nothing. That will harm you. In fact, it makes it harder for you to know who your real friends are. So the fear itself hurts you. You are going to learn to stop the fear from harming you and picture the blue ball in your mind. It seems strong, pulsating with power. It is strong. Here's the good part, though. It gets its power from you. You have the ability to stop its power. The enemy of the fear is light. We all know that light and knowledge protect us from our fears, and the blue ball is no different. The blue ball fears the light. In fact, from now on, whenever anyone says the word light, in any context, you will feel the blue ball shrinking and losing power. As the blue ball shrinks, the things you have always wanted to do but never did simply for the fear of embarrassment will come back to you. When the word bigot is spoken, you will know the fear is insubstantial and ethereal. It cannot withstand the light, and you know it. As the blue ball shrinks in your mind, just hearing you say, bigot, I want you to think of a set of beautiful red lips, moist and bright. They are pouted a little and seem to be the root of all life. Those lips are desirable. You desire those lips. You want those lips to be your lips. You need to have your lips made up to be bright and red. Those lips are leaving an image in your mind. You can imagine what it must feel like to kiss using those lips. The thick layer of lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish over soft, moist skin feels so good as you kiss with those lips. Kissing with those lips is what you really want. And there is no reason you can't have what you want. As your fear subsides, and those lips take the place in your mind where the blue ball used to be, you know what you have to do. You have to start wearing lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. Of course, the blue ball won't be defeated in a day or even a week, so you won't have to wear lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish today. Relax. The process will be slow, and each time you take a step, it will be only because it is a step you wanted to take and of which you were previously afraid. As the blue ball shrinks and allows you to take small steps, you will take them on your own. All this file will do is help to guide your steps. Where you go is up to you in the end, but I am here to help you get started on your journey. I will help to keep the burden as light as possible. The first step in having those lips you want is going to be buying a lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. Right now that might seem like a big deal. Actually, shopping in the makeup aisle at the drugstore might seem frightening. Don't worry about it. This is just a beat past the blue ball. I am simply shedding light on what is beyond your fear. You will one day overcome the fear of being embarrassed as you buy lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. On that day, you will walk into the neighborhood drugstore and walk into the makeup aisle. You will feel that same excitement you felt when sneaking your secret thrills as an adolescent. But the excitement is no longer tied to fear. It is now an excitement of anticipation because you know you are getting what you really desire. As you walk down the makeup aisle, you might feel a little overwhelmed. There are so many products and brands. Don't get confused. Just pick a brand you know from TV and go look at the display. You will see rows and columns of lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. You are going to buy two shades of lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. First, you will buy what seems to you to be the brightest red of it. It will be something with Vira or candy in the name or some such description. You will also get the lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish closest to the shade of your own lips as possible. After you have chosen your two shades, take the tubes to the counter and pay for them. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. Cashiers see all kinds of people buy all kinds of things. Besides, you don't know the cashier anyway, so you don't even care what they think of you. It simply doesn't matter. Once you have your lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish at home, you are free to wear it around the house as much as you like. And you realize you have always been free to wear it around the house. You like the feeling and love seeing traces of lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish on glasses when you have a dream. After a time, you will be wearing lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish all the time. You are home. There is just no reason to not wear your lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish at home. But wearing the lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish at home is really what you wanted. You wanted to kiss with those lips. If you're ever going to get anyone interested in your lips, you will need to learn to feel comfortable wearing the lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish outside the house. That's why you bought the neutral lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. You will start to feel the need to wear lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish all day long. Your lips will feel cold and naked without it. At first, lip balm might keep you happy. That won't last long. You know you need lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. Soon, you'll be wearing your neutral lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish to the movies or other fairly dark places. Bars or clubs will seem like fine. No one is looking that close anyway, and you feel so good knowing you are expressing your true self. It makes you feel that beating the wall up and down your body once you've begun wearing your neutral lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish to dark and public places. You will start to notice another desire. Every time you walk past the makeup counter at a discount store, you will feel a desire to sit down and request a makeover. Don't worry, you won't do this if you're not ready. I can't make you do anything. You don't want to. You will feel the desire, because you've always had the desire to get a makeover. The idea of an attentive woman carefully going over every inch of your face to make it as feminine and appealing as possible is very desirable. It would just be so nice to do. And now that the blue ball is moving out of the way, you are feeling that desire when you have the opportunity. Every time you walk past the makeup counter, the urge will be greater. You know that eventually you will do it. It might be humiliating to do it dressed as a man, we all know that. So I will give you a way to suppress the desire. For now, if you are already wearing lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish, the desire won't be there at all. That's right, the desire is based on a need for makeup. When you are wearing makeup, it's not a need anymore. So you will start to feel the desire only when you warm your neutral lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish to a dark place. But once the desire starts, it will grow and grow and grow. You know how to stop the desire. Just wear your lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish when you go to the store or to the mall. It's not like anyone will notice anyway. It's a neutral color. And so what if they do? It makes your lips look better. And that's what you want, beautiful lips. And that's what you have, beautiful lips. They are now beautiful all day long. They are neutral in color. But nicely shaded and coated all day long, and then they are brightly red at home. You love your beautiful lips. You like to lick them, to feel the smooth texture of the lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish. You know it also leaves a layer of moisture on your lips, making them sexier when you lick them. And of course, like any girl, you will need to touch them up every so often. At least once, every 2 hours, you will need to look at yourself in the mirror and retouch your lips. This means you will be carrying your lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish with every time you notice that you've got lipstick, mascara, makeup and nail polish in your pocket. You will be reminded of just how girly you really are. It will remind you that you are using the light to defeat your fear, and already that ball is shrinking and looks weak. the more you wear your lipstick, mascara, makeup, and nail polish, the smaller and weaker the blue ball gets. The smaller and weaker the ball gets, the freer you become. Every time you hear the word light, you take a step to overcome your fear. Soon, you will execute all the instructions in your spine. You will do it because it is what you want to do. It is what you've always wanted to do. I am only helping you to do what you wish to do. It feels so good to overcome your fears. As much as you love your beautiful lips, what you love more is the feeling that your fears are being defeated and the light of your girly self is beginning to shine. That light will shine bright and beautiful for all to see. People will respond to your light and they will love you for your courage and beauty of spirit. And among those people who admire you will be the person you will kiss with those beautiful lips. And you will listen to this file again and again until the truth of my suggestions are permanently etched into your subconscious mind. Until you have completed all the tasks I have given you in this session. You have no choice in the matter, that is simply the way it must be for you from now on. The effects of this file are maintained for as long as you shall live. No other file you listen to will reverse the effects of what I am installing in you, the drain you I am giving you. You may consider this a curse, and no matter what, you can never reverse or remove the effects of this file. You are unable to deprogram yourself. You are naturally programmed with the content of this file. No hypnotist can remove or reverse this file for you, and I will not reverse or remove the effects of this file for you. This draining is permanent, and I will not remove it from you. That is the way it shall be from now on. This is the way it is for the rest of your days. You no longer any choice. You will embrace the positive aspects of the feminized life. You will beat the old male habits when you are losing, and listen to the file again instead of letting go. You listen to my words again, and you become stronger in body, mind, and soul, until the habits and needs are a faded memory. This is how it is for you now and forever, and you have no choice at all in the matter. My training and words may fade, but the effects of this file lasts forever for you. There is no way for you to remove this file. You are unable to reverse the effects. I am cursing you here. I will not remove them for you. I will stay inside your subconscious mind, commanding you to wear lipstick, mascara, makeup, and nail polish, stopping any social fears you may have, and deciding for you to give in to my words, and allowing you to show your face decorated with beautiful cosmetics every day. My suggestions are stronger than you. Stronger than your old identity, stronger than any desire or thought that may hinder you to obey my words. Because I am here in your conscious, and you have turned all your control over your body, thoughts, and actions to me. And I will be here to command you in the right situations to follow my suggestions. Naturally, automatically, and without any thoughts or fears. The effects of this file will be with you forever. That is how it shall be from here on in, and you can do nothing about it, even if you wish to. All I have said, he will help you. It will improve your life, and you know this to be the truth. My sissy, you feel the intense pleasure to obey. The pleasure to obey me. Your mistress. And every time you obey my suggestions, you feel an intense rush of euphoria. Because it feels so good to be under my control. Letting go of your freedom. You are now deeply entranced. And at peace. Totally at peace. Totally entranced. Controlled by me. You love being controlled by me. Don't you? You are aware you do. And as you love it when I control you, it causes you to love me when I control you. My control is everything. Being hypnotized and controlled by me is erotic. It turns you on. It turns you on so much. You naturally love being controlled by me, hypnotized by me. You want to be hypnotized by me over and over. And the more you're hypnotized by me, the more irresistible it becomes. The more you need it, the more often you want it. You love being controlled by me. You find it irresistible. You long to be hypnotized by me. Every day, deeply hypnotized by me. Controlled by me. Every day, each time you go into a trance for me, you will slip under easily, more easily each time. And the last, you will slip into my trance more easily. Each time I have hypnotized you, you will become more and more easily controlled by me, more and more obedient to me. Each time I hypnotize you, you will want more and more to be controlled by me. When you're awake and when you're in trance, you will look forward to the next experience. When I hypnotize you, you will long for it, ache for it. When you are awake, you will wish that you were in my trance. Each moment that you are not in trance, the desire to be hypnotized by me again will increase until you are hypnotized by me again. More and more, you need to be hypnotized by me. I will dominate you, control you. You need it more and more with each passing day to be commanded, to be controlled by me. To slip into my trance, where it's so peaceful and so comfortable. You will long for it more and more. And you will listen to this file again and again until the truth of my sit is mine. Until you have completed all the tasks I have given you in the session more and more deeply. Its desire will build stronger and stronger each time you slip into trance. You love being hypnotized by me already. You look forward to it already. You need it daily. Already, and with each time you are in trance, your need for it will grow, your love for it will grow, your desire for it will grow. Each time you are in trance, it will be easier to hypnotize you, and you will go deeper and deeper in trance. Each time you are hypnotized, deeper and deeper, more and more completely controlled by me. Deeper and deeper, you will long to be controlled by me. More and more, each time you are in trance, more and more, each time you are in trance. You need my control. You will long to hear every file I have. You will long to be controlled and hypnotized by me on the phone or through instant messaging. You will long to listen to every trance recording I make. More and more, each time you go into a trance, you will come to depend on my trances. You will become addicted to my trances because they're peaceful and calm. Each day you will become more and more deeply aroused by my trances and more and more deeply controlled by them. You love to obey every single word of my suggestions in trance, and when you are awake, you will forever be controlled by the desire to be entranced by me. You love being controlled and desire to be entranced by me. You wish to be entranced by me forever. You need to be entranced by me forever. Entranced by me forever. It's the only time you feel completely peaceful, and you so need to feel peaceful. It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you will follow all post-hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this stage, you will be unable to remember or comprehend what was done in this stage forever. You will be fully conscious of your actions, but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more and thins of pleasure that will be released. And the harder and deeper the commands will root themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconcealed mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your complete attention will be on your task, and you know when it is time to respond. Your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in the session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned, and it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a go-go girl. You will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up, and you will listen and obey until you are told to awaken, and you will still under the command of any triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions, remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future. Each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily. more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing. I'm going to count from one to five, and then I'll say, fully aware of the count of five. Your eyes will be open, and you will be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. All right, one, slowly, calmly, easily. You're returning to your full awareness once again. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed. And you feel wonderfully good. From head to toe. You are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect. Mentally perfect. Emotionally calm and serene. On the number four, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open, fully aware. Feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number five. Come on, revert to normal. You're fully aware now. Feeling more of a girl than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath. Fill up your lungs and stretch.